So having a relationship that is full of rapport and trust and leveraging the services these people provide and just feeling comfortable with the vendors is something that I think is extremely important.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of In the Den. I am your host, CJ Bachman, and today I am joined by Bijan Parven. He is the Enterprise Account Executive at PulseM and Customer Lobby. Welcome to the den.
Thank you, CJ. I'm excited to be here.
Now, a lot of our audience members might not know who you are or might not understand what PulseM and Customer Lobby do. So let's take a few minutes for you just to kind of catch everyone up. Tell us a little bit about yourself, how long you've been with the organization, and then we can kind of go into what Customer Lobby and PulseM do.
Yeah, definitely. So I started working for Customer Lobby in December of 2018. So I'm coming up on 4 years. PulseM was purchased by the family of companies that Customer Lobby is a part of about a year and a half ago. So for the audience, I would say PulseM is strictly online reputation management for home service businesses, helping gather reviews on platforms like Google and Facebook. Customer Lobby is strictly focused on customer retention campaigns. So marketing back to existing customers, maybe 6 months, a year, 2 years after they did a job with a home service contractor to keep that brand strong and help ensure repeat visits.
Okay.
So
I was going to say to kind of shorten it for everybody, the PulseM side is more about capturing reviews, communicating with your customer as you're about to go out for a job. And Customer Lobby is all about marketing to your existing client base and being able to pull them back in and keep them in the pipeline. They're both very different. I talk a lot, so you'll stop me at any point that you want me to. But both of these platforms focus on using data and the customers that you already have. Can you tell us about each platform and what each one is doing to keep customers engaged? So let's start with PulseM because there's some really cool features there. So let's take the opportunity to share that with the audience.
Yeah, definitely. So I want the audience to think of like a customer journey from when that job is booked to potentially years down the road. PulseM is highly focused on that customer journey from job booked to job completion, engaging the customer through SMS and email, and ultimately gathering that review right when that job is complete. Now, Customer Lobby picks up where PulseM left off and uses conventional marketing methods like direct mail, email, and text messaging to communicate with existing customers. Say it's been 6 months or a year down the road, like I just said, to try to get those customers back when that repeat service need arises, and hopefully keeping them off of platforms like Google, where maybe one SEO brought them in for the first place. Customer Lobby is trying to keep them in down the long haul.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I'm going to give a shout out to Ben Franklin here in Levittown, right? Yeah. I use them for all of my heating and air conditioning needs. And one of the things that I like about them is their usage of PulseM. So for example, I get a text message that shows me the picture of the technician that's going to come to my house, the profile information about them so that I can feel extremely comfortable with opening that door and letting them into my home. So for anyone listening out there that doesn't have a platform like that, especially if you're in the home services, it is such a huge piece at making your clients feel comfortable with these technicians coming into their home.
Exactly. I love hearing like end user customer stories like that because they happen so often. And it's all about creating a consistent customer experience for the homeowner for them to be comfortable. Like, who am I letting inside of my home? Yeah. Leveraging a system like PulseM, seeing the picture, maybe some 5-star reviews that technician has specifically gathered themselves is giving me the example homeowner, the perception that this is a credible technician. I feel comfort and at ease with having this person work on whatever needs to be done in my house. And then, right after the fact, let's get a review and share the word online.
And the profile makes it easy, right? So for example, if John comes to my house, I know John has a wife and he has 3 kids and he loves to go fishing on the weekends. Like, I'm now invested in John on a personal level. So when he asks me for that review, I'm more inclined to leave it because I feel like I know John more.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you can't tell, I love that feature. So that's one of my favorite parts of Pulsum. So using your customer data and harnessing the power of client feedback are definitely two big parts of creating a uniform and consistent marketing strategy. How important do you feel it is for home service business owners not only to market to new clients, but to focus on marketing tactics that can lead to that repeat business? Because there's a lot of money left on the table when you're not taking that into consideration. So I guess kind of switching over to the customer lobby side of things, what are some features that they can use to get those people back in the door?
Yeah. So like I said, customer lobby heavily focused on just helping getting more existing repeat business out of your existing database of customers. I use an example. So when I was earlier in customer lobby, I was working with a lot of mid-level contractors. And so many of these contractors had identified the need to have some sort of customer retention campaigns in place, but they were going about this type of function without a lot of intent and data to back it up. So let's say an example, a contractor was sending out 10,000 postcards once every 6 months to their whole database of customers and just throwing things at the wall, seeing what sticks. So what Customer Lobby does, it comes in and actually uses an algorithm to analyze your database customers and predict which customers in the month of December, for example, are most likely to respond to a marketing message, most likely to need a service. So we come in, send small batches of the collateral, direct mail, email, text messaging once a month to help those mid-level contractors, for this example, cut down on a ton of marketing waste, increase response rate, and track it all back through revenue. So I use that example for a mid-level contractor. Of course, we have many things that are suitable for smaller contractors as well as bigger players. But that's where I say Customer Lobby comes in and adds a ton of value, is like, we understand we need to do this, but what does the data look like to back these decisions to decide who and when to target to make your marketing dollars work a little smarter and not waste some money?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's not that many platforms that are tying in your digital and your traditional components of marketing to be able to make those educated decisions. So it's like you mentioned, being able to know who needs to get that direct mail piece with those email campaigns and those SMS campaigns to be most effective. So I know that a lot of times when we have clients come in or people on the podcast, we try to give our audiences not just information to take away, but incentives to test and try some of these things. What kind of special offers would you be willing to give to One SEO's audience as far as those who may be interested in Pulsum?
Yeah, absolutely. So I would love to extend an offer of 30% off for One SEO members to use Pulsum as a result of our brand new and exciting partnership. And I would love to extend that offer of 30% off of our core services.
All right. So anybody out there that's interested in giving Pulsum a try, please reach out to us. If you're a client, reach out to your rep. You can always leave comments here on our social media platforms as well, and we'll be sure to reach out to you. Let's go ahead and get into our final roar, Bijan. I think we shared a lot of information about both those platforms, piqued some interest here. But what's some advice that you have for home service business owners on how they can better align their marketing efforts and their customer data? And I know the short answer is use Pulsum, use Customer Lobby. But do you have any more insight you want to provide in there as far as your final roar goes?
Yeah, definitely, CJ. So I think that there are three pillars of like a healthy contractor's marketing portfolio. The first pillar is web design, paid search advertising, like PPC campaigns, right? The second pillar is online reputation and making sure your social platforms online have a great presence for people taking a look and reading reviews. And then the last is customer retention. So making sure that you're investing in your existing database of customers. Most of the contracting associations and contractor coaches that we're both associated with say that you should spend about 30% of your marketing budget to target your existing database of customers to invest in that into that group. So I would say for the contractors out there, like, take a look at those three pillars. And if you have a gut feeling that you've been lacking in a certain area, whether it be lead generation, whether it be getting repeat business, if you have that gut feeling, look at the data around it. A lot of the vendors that we're familiar with use a lot of data inside of their selling process to say, hey, you should take a look at this product. But as a contractor, you can be pretty savvy and interview around to see what type of data, what type of go-to-market plan these vendors present to you, and you can make that educated decision. So if you think like, oh man, I need to invest in my reviews, or oh, I'm not getting that many leads this month, you should definitely use data to back that sort of intuition, that feeling that you have, and then make an educated decision. Because so many times we see kind of in this blue collar area, these are people who are great at operating like inside of their service trade, but sometimes the marketing functions, the business management functions is not something that comes naturally. So having a relationship that is full of rapport and trust and leveraging the services these people provide and just feeling comfortable with the vendors is something that I think is extremely important. And use data to back up that sort of gut feeling and intuition that you have about your business.
I love it. And I'm going to leave the audience with a couple of things as well. So one is, you keep talking about educated decisions. And in order to make educated decisions, you have to have the financial intelligence to be able to do that. So We are constantly preaching about how important it is to be able to have the right type of tracking, the right type of data, and being able to truly understand what's happening with the marketing campaigns that you're running. And these are some tools that will help provide more financial intelligence on what's going on inside your business so that you're spending your marketing dollars in the right way. So I just want to add, make sure that you are making educated decisions, but you cannot do that unless you have the right financial intelligence. So get yourself the intelligence that you need to be able to use some of this AI. And then lastly, I want the audience to understand how important relationships are to us and to you. For example, we had spoke to Pulsim a year or 2 years ago, actually, and we decided not to move forward at that time. And Bijan, I have to give you credit. You single-handedly put your foot back in the door with your relationship building. So for anybody who's questioning what you're going to get from Pulsim and Customer Lobby, I can tell you firsthand, you are going to get a wonderful relationship with a great group of people with a great product that is pushing things to their limits. So get in there, get the intelligence you need, make the right decisions, and don't leave money on the table. And if you are not marketing to your existing client base, you are literally leaving cash sitting on the table. So get out there and do the right thing. Bijan, thank you so much for joining us here in the den. And I am sure we will be talking shortly around some client questions. But if anybody has any questions, please drop them below in our social media accounts and we'll get right back to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, CJ.
Absolutely.